cannot, does not, and will not do what public TV does, especially and specifically where our children are concerned. Public television doesn't try and sell our kids anything. Public television is the only place in this expanding information superhighway, this multi-channel universe, where we can be assured as parents that our children can be exposed to their numbers and to their ABCs without someone trying to sell something to them. It's the only place where parents can rest assured that our children can go and discover the joys of reading and the magic of science and its important application in our everyday lives, where they can be introduced to values like kindness and truthfulness and the importance of respect for all life and all living things, as Fred Rogers so eloquently does every day on PBS. You see, the only thing we're selling on PBS to our children, Mr. Chairman, is inspiration. And if we lose this very valuable institution, it would be a great shame. And I'll wrap it up very, very quickly by saying you have been charged here, you and your colleagues, with a very awesome task. That is to say, you have been sent here by the public to keep the public trust. And it would be a shame if we made a decision here that was deemed capricious in nature or even silly. Let's not make a decision that would come back to haunt us. I thank you for your time and your attention, and I'll go back to California now and hang out with my six-month-old daughter and hope like hell, Mr. Chairman, that in a year or two when she's ready for Sesame Street, that Sesame Street is there for her in this commercial-free sanctuary of PBS.